Hello out there in Radio Land. It's time once more for another exciting installment of the Papa Prell Show. I am your host, the Papa Prell. And you know, I've been called a lot of things in my lifetime, but one label that keeps coming up again and again is this outrageous accusation that I'm out of touch. Can you believe that? Like, I know I'm getting up there in my golden years, and that I may seem a little out of place down here at a rock radio station, but when all these young whippersnappers who are still wet behind the ears start accusing me, Papa Prell, of being not hip, well, I get a little riled. I mean, where did these folks come off anyway, calling me uncool? I may not have a mohawk, but I mean, I've known more rock professionals in my lifetime than they've known in their combined lifetimes, and I know most of them personally for years. And just to prove the point, I thought I'd bring one of them on the show tonight as my special guest on Prell Profiles. Here he is then with his entire rock collection, Mr. Mineral. Mr. Mineral, it's a real gas having you on the show.
Are we on the air?
You're on the air, Mr. Mineral. He's a little new to this, folks, so bear with us here. You brought your collection with you, didn't you?
Yeah, I brought my whole collection. I've been collecting now for about 40 years.
40 years? Ooh, well, look at there, look at that. That is quite a collection. He's just dumping it right here in front of me there. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You do this for a living?
Not really. Actually, what I do is I molest small rodents.
You molest... Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say children there for a second. You're one of those lab technicians, then, eh?
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, I bet you could tell us a few rat tales, huh?
Oh, I get it.
Well, Mr. Mineral, why don't you start tonight by telling us about some of your collectibles here? Why don't I just grab one of these at random and let you tell us what it is? I'm sure the audience will be hold that up to the microphone, really interested. It's kind of black and it's got some white spots on it. What is this?
Yeah, I think that one's called Snowflake Obsidian. I collected that in a rock store outside of Montana.
Oh, really? Now, this is, what kind of rock store? Just, any type of rock store?
It was just a rock store that was sort of located off the side of the road at one point. And I went in and paid a whole dime for that thing.
Paid a whole dime. Well, do you pay a dime most of the time, or,
Well, it depends. You know, some snowflake obsidian you can acquire for, you know, nickel, if you're lucky.
What can you acquire nickel for?
All the way up to,
let me ask you this, Mr. Mineral, why is it that you have to buy these rocks? I mean, don't you... It would seem to me that, you know, if I was a rock collector, I'd go out and collect some of these from the earth, you know? Maybe get some of these for free? Has that ever occurred to you?
No. That's never really occurred to me. You mean, like, go out and just sort of find them on the ground or something?
Well, maybe that'll give you something to think about, but let's do go on.
Let's go on to the next one.
Uh-huh. What about this stuff here? This kind of purple stuff looks like kind of a broken bottle.
Yeah, that's called fluorite.
Drank some of that. They put that in the water, didn't they?
Maybe. I think it...
Oh, no, that's fluoride. Uh-huh. This is, what'd you say?
It's called fluorite. It's fluorite. Got an unusual crystal arrangement, as you can see.
Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't any of this New Age stuff. I mean, I'm not going to get any instant karma by handling these things, am
I? No, this isn't really one of the crystals for healing.
Oh, okay.
I think the best you can do is just get over a case of heartburn with this stuff.
No spirits held inside there or anything, eh? And what about this right here?
That's called Tiger's Eye.
Tiger's Eye? Oh, I've had a few cat's eyes before there in Las Vegas, but actually, I guess it's snake eyes, huh?
that's a very common stone for jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And you see.
Oh, you got two of them here, so that's one for each side of the head there.
Yeah, I think one is from Australia and the other one is from somewhere else.
Well, this is kind of for at least the audience there. It's kind of gold with streaks in it. I guess that's why they call it tigers, huh? I didn't know they had that in their eyes, though. How about this rock right here?
That's an opal.
This is white. Oh, it's an opal. Isn't that a precious stone or something?
Yeah, there should be several of those over there.
Well, I can't seem to find any of the other ones. Are you sure you brought them with you?
Yeah, I'm sure I brought at least three of those.
No, I think you must have left those at home.
Wait a minute. Is that... I think I see it in your pocket.
Oh! I must have thought that was my pen and stuck it in there. Yeah, I left my... That happens every once in a while. I'm dyslexic sometimes and get a little confused. How much are these worth?
That one's worth about $30 because of its
size.
Usually they don't get very large.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it helps to know, you know, what's valuable here. Hey, what's this? This looks like gold.
Well, it's a common misconception that that's gold, but that's actually called fool's gold.
Oh, no, this is the real thing. I can tell.
That's called pyrite. That led many a gold prospector on a...
It led him on a... On a what? A wild goose chase?
You read my mind.
Funny how I can do that. So it's called pyrite, and what's it worth? A pirate's ransom?
Actually, that rock is almost completely worthless.
This golden rock is worth nothing?
That's correct.
Oh. Oh, well, what do you know? I got some more of them in my pocket. I don't know how they got in there, but I guess I might as well return those. You know, I knew someone that collected bottle tops, you know, and I was thinking of maybe collecting aluminum can tops, you know, because that seemed like something that would be easy to get a full collection of relatively quickly.
Yeah, I don't know if they have shops like that or not.
Mm-hmm. How about this one? Look at this one. This looks like a pinball, except it's been flattened.
That's called hematite.
Homogamite, eh?
Yeah, well, that's iron ore.
Iron ore?
And, it's been pre-oxidized.
Or what? Oh, oxidized. What does that mean?
It means
I didn't know
that
they breathe anything.
Basically that oxygen has been added to it, so it, although it looks like a metal, it actually won't rust.
Oh, I see. Kind of rust-proof there. Stainless steel rock, huh? What about this one here? This is kind of, yellow with streaks in it, but like broken streaks, not smooth, creamy streaks. What would you call this?
What is that one called?
Well, maybe we can come up with a new name for it. What do you want to call it? I mean, if we're the first people, why don't we call it the Trail Rock? I mean, since you, you know, came up with it on this show, and we can kind of baptize it. Prell Rock. I like that. You don't mind if I keep this, do you?
No, not at all.
Well, thank you. I like to feel like I've made my contribution to the educational
institute. I sure hope I didn't pay a lot for that.
What about this here? This is kind of metallic, but dull, like it's been rusted or something.
Yeah, that's actually a meteorite.
A meteorite?
Yeah.
Do you have any falling stars?
Well, as a matter of fact, that's exactly what a meteorite is. It's a falling star.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I was throwing it, you know, so I could make a wish. Let's see. You know, I'm sure the rock's okay. My engineer might get a little bit upset, though. And it tells me not to break things around here.
Yeah.
We'll get that after the show. What about this...
He fixes that cut on his head.
Yeah, what about this this shiny object here?
Well, that's called Galena.
Galena, huh? I once knew a girl by that name. She was kind of shiny, too. It's this, it looks like a bunch of little sparkles up glued together almost.
Well, I could tell you something about that rock. That's actually the one rock in my collection that I know nothing about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that is interesting.
Sort of an interesting fact.
Mm-hmm. Galena, huh? And, what about this right here? This looks like a big, huge chunk of plastic almost, but it's smooth on two sides.
That one's called a TV rock.
A TV rock, huh? Where's the antennas?
No,
how does it work?
Well, what you do is you put it over, like, a newsprint, and the newsprint is magically lifted to your eyes.
Put it over the newsprint, and sit. I've got some right here. Oh, well, what do you know? It kind of shines through like a magnifying glass or something?
Yeah.
Why do they call it magnifying glass rock?
Well, because they call it TV rock.
Ah, does it get cable or any other channels, or just what you have underneath it there? Well, I guess it is kind of plain, huh? What about this here? This is, Sorry about that.
Well,
kind of broke into several pieces here. Maybe that must have been the glass rock, huh?
Well, that was called malachite.
Melon tripe.
And it's very rare, rather expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, how much is it worth?
Well, I think that piece there was worth about $50.
You're kidding?
Yeah.
Well, now that you got 10 times as many, it's probably worth 10 times as much. Could I pawn that? Could you pawn that somewhere if you wanted to?
If I wanted to, I probably could. I'd probably have to sell it back to the same rock place that I bought it from, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you get used rocks any cheaper than, say, new rocks?
No. I think they're all basically used.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be darned. And what's this here? This kind of a gold, actually looks more like a rock candy.
Yeah, that rock is called apatite.
Oh, really? Well, that's funny, because I was getting hungry just looking at it, you know, thinking of my childhood days there, and sugar and spice and everything nice. What about this greenish one here?
Oh, that's called peridot.
Paradox.
Yeah, that's actually fairly rare, except where it's found, and there it's found in great abundance.
Fairly rare, except where it's found in great abundance. Well, no wonder they call it paradox. This is a beautiful stone, a kind of a algae slime green.
Yeah.
Is this worth any money here?
It's actually quite valuable. The place you find it is, well, it's owned by Indians, actually.
So if you want any, you have to make a reservation for that, eh?
And it's so part of their tribal customs plays a major role.
Oh, really? I'll put it over here by the other valuable rocks, wherever that is.
And, make a reservation.
How about the... Is the delay on or something? Because by the time you laugh, I can't even remember what it is I said. Did I say something funny? Or was it just your reflection in the glass?
Well,
Yeah, whatever.
That's a volcanic rock.
Oh, really? Well, I bet that's a hot item. Volcanic rock. Where'd you find that?
I bought it.
Well, this is another one that has a lot of, holes in it. Black and smooth with about four holes through it. What do you call this? It's kind of a disc shape?
I think that's a button.
Oh, a button rock. Well, I can see why. It looks just like a button.
That is a button.
Oh! Must have fallen off my lapel here. That's no wonder. I was wondering where that thing went. What about this fella here? This is kind of a olive green. Is this an olive rock? You know, I could see this in a martini. Somebody could really lose some tooth on that.
Actually, I could tell you something interesting about that rock too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know even less about that rock than any other rock, aside from the first one I talked about.
It doesn't taste like an olive.
It sure looks neat, though, doesn't it? It's got kind of red in it.
I really wish the audience could see just how neat this looks. What about this fella here? How many rocks do you have? You know, you say you've been doing this for 30 years, and... Boy, is this your entire collection?
Yeah, that's all I have.
About 30, eh? That's about one per year. Well, pretty impressive. You know, I always kind of wondered, you know, you got all these inexpensive rocks here, most of them, for instance, and, how come women always want, you know, the diamonds, and they don't want any of these pretty little rocks, you know, because these have got, diamonds don't even have any color. These have got all sorts of colors here. You know, how come women are always after the bucks? I mean, people are always talking about boycotting South Africa and everything, but you see all these checkbook liberals running around with these big fat diamonds from De Beers on. But I guess it's kind of do as I say and not as I do.
Well, you know, I'm really glad to hear you talk like that, because that's just the kind of attitude I was looking for.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I really knew that you would plug the rocks for what they are and not for what they cost.
Mm-hmm.
I really felt that I would be getting a fair shot in here and...
Well, you know, speaking of shots, are there any diseases you can get from carrying these? Because, you know, my parents are always saying that you got to wash your hands when you play in the dirt and stuff like that, and I've handled all these. Is it safe?
Well, occasionally you get these little kids run up to you, you know, when you're doing an exhibition or something, and they kind of, you know, tend to drool sometimes, or they'll have these little snot globules hanging off their nose that they don't notice.
Ugh.
But other than that, it's basically pretty safe.
Uh-huh.
It's a fairly safe hobby.
Well, I guess I did enough touching. You don't mind picking those up, do you? Because we're about out of time, so I'll have to see you to the door if you don't mind.
Well, thanks a lot for having me. I really enjoyed the interview, and I'd like to, you know, offer myself to come back sometime if you
like. Oh, well,
like
you know, the schedule's really packed there, Mr. Mineral, but maybe sometime in the distant future there. Listen, let me see you to the door if you don't mind.
Okay. Have you seen my jade stone anywhere?
Oh, your jade stone, It managed to get there with my pin again. I don't know how that happens. It's really funny how that keeps happening.
I'm still missing an opal.
Oh, well, I'm sure that's around here somewhere. Maybe fell on the floor.